Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Happy weekend and welcome to another Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush, reminding you that if you miss any part of our program today, want to go back and listen to it, if you think you missed something, want to hear it again, just drop by the website. We've got today's program on our website for you as a podcast, so you're more than welcome to listen to it a couple of times if you'd like. Our guest today is Dr. Rob Hayworth, the superintendent of Vigo County Schools, who, even though you don't necessarily think about this when you think of the school corporation, they've got a big issue on the ballot in Vigo County this year, and that's the referendum. Dr. Hayworth, how are you doing today?
Doing well. We're 17 days away from Election Day, so we're trying to work hard at meeting our everyday challenges and then campaigning at night. So things are going very well.
To kind of give folks a little bit of your background and history of this, I mean, obviously you're still in your first year as superintendent of Vigo County Schools, but you're no stranger to referendums and school systems because you've done this, what, a couple times before in your past jobs, right?
Yes. In Elkhart, we had a two referenda and a petition remonstrance project, which kind of operates in that same political spotlight. But throughout my career, I've been involved in a number of political campaigns and so trying to bring all lessons learned and not repeat the ones in which you've maybe struggled with and try to take those things that have been positive and bringing them to this campaign.
Clarify for us, if you will, exactly what your role is in this. I mean, obviously, you're the superintendent of Vigo County Schools. Folks may or may not be aware that you'll have to clarify me on this. You're kind of the leader of the political action committee that's pushing this referendum. I mean, what is your job in getting this through outside of just being the superintendent?
Yeah, the state of Indiana, the laws really restrict what a school corporation can actually do once a school board takes the action to put a question on the ballot. And really, from just a school corporation perspective, during the school day, there are very few people that can actually, school people that can actually speak to the referenda. That would be myself, the chief financial officer, and our deputy superintendent. And with that, you become the kind of the head cheerleader, the head communicator. Well, we also have formed a political action committee that is championing this cause in the public eye. And my role is I actually am a part of a co-chair of leadership for that political action committee. And what our job is to really, why do we need this referenda? Where will those dollars go if we're successful? What steps will we have to take to our budget if we're unsuccessful? So you are the kind of the chief communicator for the school corporation. You're probably the chief fundraiser for the political action committee because you are running a political campaign.
One of the things that obviously I want to give you a chance to do is talk about why it is we need it and what the money is going to go for. But before we get to that, though, do you get people that meet you? I mean, you've had several public meetings with varying degrees of success. I mean, let's face it, we both know not a lot of people tend to show up at these things. But those that have shown up, do you run into people who kind of want to blame you for past possible mistakes or decisions made by people who came before you, and they're letting that make up their mind as to how they want to vote and look at this issue now?
Well, you have people that are, and I think this is anywhere, not just here, that are critical of past decisions that have been made. But for the most part, people have been about, moving forward. So we've tried to take the approach that, the reason why we're making this ask is really because of some actions we've taken for safety, health, security, unrelated to any issues that we've had in the past few years, and trying to stay focused, trying to be positive, But really, we haven't had much of that, and we've had over 52 community meetings, 18 of those in our own buildings, and then various organizations, the Rotary, the Kiwanis clubs, businesses have asked us to come in. So not much to that in terms of decisions that have been made in the past, but really a focus on where we hope to go when we win on November 5th.
So what is it you're actually asking for? I mean, because everybody, there's numbers bouncing all over the place. So what is it you want, and then what are you going to do with it?
Yeah, so you know, the question that's in front of our community is to increase taxes 16 cents per $100 of assessed valuation. Now, what that doesn't mean is your taxes are going to go up $1,600 on a home that's worth $100,000. By the time you take all of the required exemptions, and it really ends up being for a $100,000 home, about $53 more a year. But we're hoping to take that 16 cents, and when you think about what that means across the county, that's $7 million for our school district. And we're hoping that it is a bridge. This issues that we are facing with declining enrollment, this is not the answer. The referendum won't fix all of our problems, but it helps us to get from where we are right now to where we hope to be in the next few years, because we're not only talking about asking the community for help with the referenda, we're also eliminating $4 million from our operating budget. But where specifically do these dollars go? About $1.4 to help us support our student protection officers. You know, we now have officers, armed officers in every building, multiple officers in our high schools and middle schools. And, you know, you don't have to turn on the TV. You don't have to wait very long to see a story in the news, unfortunately, about violence in schools, gun violence in schools. About 260,000 of that 7 million is for additional nurses that were added in 2015. About 588,000 of that 7 million is to help assist us with school guidance counselors that were added in 2014, 2015, and 2016. And, you know, the thought really is that the guidance counselor is no longer just the scheduler from year to year. You know, we have many children that come to us broken each and every day, and they're in the job of helping repair those broken children. Then we think about teacher compensation. You know, we have earmarked approximately $3 million for staff and teacher compensation so that we can continue to hire teachers. We are in the midst of a teacher shortage, especially in rural and urban Indiana. And you have to maintain a competitive wage in a teacher shortage in order to make sure that when we have retirements, resignations, that teachers will want to come and work here. And then finally, our transportation, which is kind of the equal access to every program that we have. Without transportation, some children just simply would not be able to attend or do things. And because of tax caps that have been put in place since 2010, our district has lost over $40 million to those tax caps, which impacts our transportation. So about a million of that would be for transportation. And so, you know, when you're thinking about voting yes or no, really what you're doing is you're thinking about the safety, security, health, and wellness of our school corporation and our ability. See, our academics are not broken here. And so our ability to continue to provide the rigor that our community expects from our schools.
Dr. Rob Hayworth, the superintendent of Vigo County Schools, our guest today, talked about the referendum for a proposed tax hike that will be on the ballot on the election. Whether you vote early, you'll see it on there now, or when you go November 5th. So is it strictly because of the declining enrollment that we're having, the problems that we're having now? Because you mentioned several of those things, the school security officers, the health aides. Those have all been in the buildings, and we've been paying for them now for the past few years, and we made it. So why the problem now? Is it strictly because of declining enrollment and that loss of state revenue?
Yeah, it's two things. We've the protection officers, the additional nurses, they have been in place really since beginning in 2013. But our enrollment continues to decline. And when we speak to enrollment over the last 10 years, we've lost 1,300 students, 1,300 students times $6,000 a student. That really doesn't resonate. But when I tell people that the graduating class last year of Terre Haute North was in the 350 range, I think 352, and they remember when they graduated from Terre Haute North, that class being 600 or 650.
I was one of those. In my class, it was over 620.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And at South, they graduated 333 students last year. And so people can then visualize their own school experience and realize, hey, we are shrinking as a community, and it does impact our student population. So, yes, it is about declining enrollment. It has something to do with the state school funding formula, but more about just the decline in enrollment and our ability to use those dollars that are generated by every student to continue to pay for not teachers, but those people that help keep us safe and secure.
So when you talk about teacher compensation, are these monies planned to go just to attract new teachers and get new teachers who obviously start at the bottom of the pay scale, get them up higher where maybe they should be, where they need to be, I think most would agree? Or is this going to be spread equitably across senior teachers that have 30 years experience as well as the young ones? How are you going to divvy that up?
Yeah, well, obviously we have to negotiate with a teachers association who has endorsed the referenda themselves, but it's just not about the beginning teacher. However, let me give you a couple of examples. A beginning teacher, if you were to move in around the Indianapolis area, those teachers are now in the $42,000, $43,000. I've seen some settlements at $45,000 for first-year teachers. I think everybody is familiar with what the governor of Illinois would like to do for first-year teachers in Illinois. So to our east and to our west, immediate west, we see the ability of school corporations to offer a very attractive beginning teacher salary. Here, however, you're exactly right. It's not just about the beginning teacher. We have teachers that have worked for our school corporation for as much as 6 years and have not are not at that beginning teacher wage. Might we lose our experienced 6-year, 7-year teachers to our neighbors who are paying more? So no, it's just not about that beginning teacher wage. It's about just compensation in general. But yes, we are worried about our ability to attract talent to the community.
And for those who may not be quite familiar with it, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is proposing a $40,000 starting salary for all teachers across the state of Illinois. They have not passed that yet, but that is his proposal. One of the other things that folks have talked about a little bit, and I've heard a few rumbles about this, there is on the horizon another referendum. Am I right?
Well, if things go as planned, there would be. That's still out in the future, but we are talking about it in our community meetings. We have several buildings, and not just the high school buildings, that are in need of repair, need of infrastructure issues. And so, yeah, I believe that there is a future building project on our horizon, but I believe it is not just about the high schools.
How do you answer people who bring you the concerns? Like, well, I don't know what to do about this referendum when I got that other one that may or may not be out there. I mean, folks are being a little bit cautious about that with that one on the potential horizon.
Yeah. My thought process is this, that first and foremost, the educator, the staff member, that's what makes school work. So we need to secure that part of our operation. Then have our facilities add to their abilities, not take away from their abilities. You know, I went to a production put on by an elementary school recently, in which our children just did a fabulous job. You know, they had prepared their lines. However, the facility did not help their performance. And we overlooked it as a community, and we were very much appreciated of the hard work and dedication that the children had put into their performance. But you could definitely tell there were things that our little auditorium could have done that would have taken that performance even to a different level. So if that's happening in our auditorium, I'm sure that might be happening in our science labs and our tech labs. And so, but first and foremost, if you don't have any teachers, you can have the best looking buildings in all of Indiana, but it really wouldn't make a difference.
And real quick before we run out of time, but it's one question I know a lot of people have posed to you and a lot of folks on social media, as they are wont to do. We'll talk about this. But okay, you mentioned what, $4 million in cuts? Was that the number, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where? You know, people,
that's a great question.
People want to know, where is it coming from?
Yeah, and we'll reveal that soon. We just finished up our community meetings last night to say we've not been taking that information and working very hard at trying to put a plan together. That would be incorrect because we have been. I think you can probably expect to see something next week that would be in the form of a proposal. Obviously, the board would have to take those, consider those, and adopt those. But I think we want to be seen as listeners first. And you know this, you'll be criticized both ways. If you announce the cuts without getting input, you didn't listen. And if you take time to listen, you need to hurry up and tell us where those cuts are coming from. So we're trying to progress in such a time that we'll have those out there so that people can see that we're serious, not just about asking them to help us with this bridge, but also we're serious about trying to balance our budget.
But you're also really having to come up with two plans, one if the referendum passes and one in case it doesn't. So you're not just making one plan here. You're really making two.
Exactly right, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Any last thought you want to leave before we wrap up today?
Yeah, vote yes on question two in the Vigo County. Everybody knows what question one is. It is the casino question. We ask you to vote yes on question two because we believe that's a sure bet.
Any spin on question one, since you guys will get a little bit of money from that too if it passes?
Well, I just think that we're appreciative of the efforts of our state representatives and John Ford for writing us into that legislation. I think it is the first time in Indiana history where a school corporation by name was written into legislation. And so if it does pass, depending upon when that thing would get built and be up in operation, the school corporation would definitely benefit. What size and shape of that, what that looks like, I've heard all kinds of suggestions for that. But we're very appreciative of being written into the legislation.
Vigo County School Superintendent Dr. Rob Hayworth, our guest today. If you missed any part of this, go back to our website. You can listen to the podcast of this online. Early voting is now underway, no matter which way you decide to vote on the referendums. And don't forget Election Day. If you don't do early voting, is coming up on Tuesday, November 5th. That's our show this week. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.